The future University of Washington Seattle campus will be tall, dense, and green. UW planners have released a draft master plan for the campus and will host a public meeting on it today. They propose dozens of new buildings. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
University of Washington is already one of Seattle's largest employers, and it's growing.
We've projected out about a 20% increase in both faculty, staff, and students from 2014 to 2028.
That's Teresa Doherty, the senior project director for the master plan. Her team has identified 85 potential sites for new buildings on campus and recommends that UW build on about half of them. The draft plan includes more classrooms, dorms, labs, and way more office space. The biggest changes would come to the low-density western edge of campus, bordering the University Bridge and Portage Bay.
We also feel that West Campus is very well positioned in between the two light rail stations, and so we want to build on that and make it a real urban part of the campus.
Doherty says the goal is to build up, not out, so that the university can add small parks around campus. The proposal focuses on land that UW already owns. The master plan will eventually need approval from the school's Board of Regents and the Seattle City Council. UW is holding open houses on the proposal over the next month. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.
If you want to see the plan, the open house today is from noon to 2 at Haggart Hall. That is on the UW campus.